Happy Saturday night, everyone. Welcome to Baylor's McLean Stadium on the banks of the Brazos River in Waco. Mike Richardson along with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. We've got Longview and Austin Vandergrift to tell you more about it. Here's Brent Taylor.
Well, it's Vandergrift 12-0 in the season. Longview 12-0 in the season. Something's got to give tonight. Both teams unbeaten, John.
Yeah, and then if you recall last year, this was the third round we played Klein Collins. They started off, they were up 14-0. That's the team that last week Vandergrift beat in double overtime. And this is where it starts to get tough every week, Brandon.
Yep.
This Austin Vandergrift, he's got really an outstanding defensive team. They're averaging only giving up right at 14 points a game, 13.8. And we're averaging 53.8. So something's got to give there between us and them. Our offense and their defense. Interestingly enough, their best defensive players, Spencer Jones, who's led the team in tackles with 122 tackles, and he was injured last week. We saw him on the sideline. He's really a big, nice-looking player. He's not going to play.
So Longview will get straight. Vandergrift deferred to the second half.
Which, again, we seem to talk about this every week, but if your strength is the defense and the other team's strength is their offense, or it appears to me that you'd rather not give them the ball first. In Longview, in this long stretch of several weeks where they've gotten the ball first, they've been able to get good field position and capitalize and make the other team play from behind. And, you know, if you can get two quick scores and make somebody go down 14 early, then they have to kind of change their offense. So we'll see. I mean, I think this is a pretty important possession for Longview to start the game.
Wide receivers to both sides, tight end on the near side of the field. Spread formation. First and 10, Longview. King back to throw. Over the middle he goes. It's dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh, Brent, he's behind the secondary 3 or 4 yards. Perfectly thrown pass. Dropped on the first play, and that would have been a touchdown unless they had somebody fast enough to catch him.
Jaden Braylon dropped the ball. Kevin Jones is the fullback. Third down and a couple of yards inside the two for Longview for a touchdown.
Yeah, and I think this is – I don't think you'll see Longview unless they lose yardage here. They're going to take two shots at this if they don't score on the first one.
First down, a third down. Quarterback sneak, touchdown.
There you go.
Well, they deferred to the second half. Longview took the opening kickoff and drove right down the field. 6-0 Longview.
10-play, 71-yard drive. The touchdown, a 1-yard keeper by Haynes King.
A.K. Martin on to kick the extra point, and Mumphrey will hold it. Martin kicks it up. It's up and good. 7-0 Longview, 6:31 to go first quarter. Back on 106.5, the Jack FM in 1 minute. They've got two wide receivers far side of the field and two to the near side.
Watch for McGowsey. He's the guy that they go to when they need plays.
Motion out of the backfield. They're going to throw it. It's caught by McGowsey, but he's short of the first down to 35-yard line. Short by a yard.
Well, they were looking for him the entire way. They just added about 2 yards to that reception.
No kidding. They missed the spot.
That's a terrible spot.
It sure was.
Even on the replay, you can tell it. Now, that's awful.
Well, that sure was. That's fourth and a yard. That's an awful spot. And they're at the 7-yard line is Vandergrift. First down and goal from Longview's 7-yard line.
Same formation.
Yep. He's going to run it up the middle. He got inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown. Wildcat, Smallwood, touchdown, Vandergrift, 7-6.
Well, it's an interesting drive as they countered Longview's score, drove right down the field, and most of it behind Isaiah Smallwood. He had six carries and 32 yards in that drive.
He sure did. 7-6, extra point to come. Tim Barney to kick it. It's up and it's good. 7-7 with 2:24 to go, first quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Oh, my goodness. Longview has fumbled the kickoff, and Vandergriff has recovered at the Longview 25-yard line. Oh, my.
Brent, that was the short kick that they opened the game with, and it just the ball was just dropped. I don't know what to tell you.
It sure was. It was just dropped.
We did not a fair catch that one.
Nope.
We were going to try to run it.
Well, now Vandergriff's got an excellent scoring opportunity to Longview 25-yard line. 7-7 score, 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Motion out of the backfield. Dawson back to pass. Sets up. Throws it down to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Well, Vandergriff's on top, 13-7.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're not going away easy.
No, they're not.
Ryan Merrifield had gotten behind the secondary of Longview, and Drew Dawson just sat in there and looked, finally delivered, and he made a good catch.
Sure did. Tim Barney to kick the extra point. Kick is up and good. Just like that, Vandergriff's got a 14-7 lead. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Red formation, two wide receiver set. To Kirby at the 40, inside the 40 to the 38.
Yeah, that's a great throw and a great catch. It was good coverage out there by Zach Conte, but the throw was perfect.
There goes Anderson, touchdown. Anderson right over the left tackle for the touchdown. 14-13.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else that happened on the play. He ran over the defensive back for Vandergriff, and he's holding his shoulder, and he signaled to come in. And
yeah, he sure did run over him.
It's Tyler Mungowski, and he's one of their better defensive players.
He ran right over the top of him.
I think that's – is that six? Maybe that's nine. I think it's number. I thought it was six, but it's
Timothy Hatton, Hannah.
Timothy Hannah.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. Anderson went into the end zone with a lot of steam, so it's 14-13. Vandergriff with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Martin trying to make it a 14 all game. Mumphrey to hold it. Martin gets it up. 14-14 with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. 10:03 to go. Dawson to pass it again. Going to do it deep down the field. Got a man there. Caught by Merrifield. He falls down to the 6-yard line. He was behind everybody.
Yeah, he's been running the out routes, and this time he turns it up and he beats Longview's secondary, and actually would have been a touchdown except for the fact that he stumbles.
So it's first and goal, Vandergriff at Longview's 6-yard line. He got behind the secondary. On the pump and go. Wildcat formation. Smallwood the runner. They give it to him. He comes up the middle. He's got a touchdown. Pretty easy touchdown, too.
Well, he just deep snap out of the Wildcat, Brent, and he just runs between the guard and the tackle. There's a gaping hole, and he goes into the end zone.
20-14. Vandergriff on top again. Longview got it tied, and then Vandergriff got the lead. 20-14. Extra point to come. Here's the kick. It's up and it is good. 21-14 Vandergriff. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. So first down at the 14. 5:38 to go in the first half. 21-14. Vandegrift leads Longview. Three wides near side of the field. Same spread formation. We're going to run. King going to run the keep play. 5-yard line. Touchdown.
Yeah, that trips on the left side, and then they just deep snap back to him. It's really like out of the Wildcat formation. That was sweeping the entire way, and Haynes King gets his second score of the night.
21-20. Martin to try to make it a 21-all game with 5:34 to go in the half. Here's Mumphrey to hold it, and J.K. Martin to kick it. Ball down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-21 with 5:34 to go in the first half. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Maybe he did. I think he got back, but it's going to be second down and 10 for Longview from their own 48-yard line. Second down and 10 from the 48. Clock moves with 4:07 to go in the half. And Longview's got it second down and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Three wide receivers to the near side of the field.
Uh-oh, fumble.
Longview fumble. They fumbled the snap from center, and Vandegrift fell on it at the 48-yard line of Longview.
Yeah, now they get the ball back in great field position, and they've got a chance to break the tie. I think they moved on the line prior to the snap.
I think they did, too.
It's offsides for Longview.
Yep, it was. So that's going to move it to the 40-yard line. Now they're going to go for it. They're going for it on fourth down. Longview jumped off sides before the snap.
It's a pretty big gamble for them right here, Brent, with a tie game. If they don't make it, Longview's got a long way to go, but they're going to take the shot here.
They sure are. They're going to go to the fourth down, fourth and four. Dawson back to throw. He's going to run it out of the pocket. Oh, they got him at the 45-yard line. That was that man again, Tyshawn Taylor.
Yep. Oh, big sack.
At the 45-yard line, Longview will take it over. They got 2:23 to work with. Second down, and Longview's got two for a first, I believe, or maybe one. Yeah, only one. Second down and a yard. At Vandegrift's 28-yard line. Red formation. We give it to Keelan Williams. Near side he comes. He's to the 20, 15, inside the 10. He's inside the 5. He's to the 1-yard line.
27-yard gain from Keelan Williams.
There's a great block out there. It was by the tight end. Well, what a great block that was by Jalen Jameson. Jalen Brayton is who made the block. Well, it's running now.
I don't see why the clock is running. It is running. It's down to 18 seconds.
High formation. Bootleg to Keelan Williams. Touchdown.
Yeah, okay, well, that's how to stop all of that. Bootleg pass play. Nobody covered Keelan Williams. Just tossed it out in the flat to him, and he goes in for the score.
Longview's got the lead, 27-21. Wow. He shot themselves in the foot a couple of times, but then came up with a big play. So it's 27-21. Here's J.K. Martin to kick the extra point. 7 seconds left before halftime. Martin kicks it up. It's good. 28-21 Longview. 7 seconds to go before halftime. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Halftime is here. Longview with a 28-21 lead. What a first half we've had. We'll be back with more football on 106.5 The Jack FM in 3 minutes.
Well, they're going to throw here for sure, I would think.
Third down and seven. Dawson back to throw it. Going to fire it. It's incomplete. Longview got to stop. It's three and out for Vandergriff. And Longview's got a fresh set of downs. We've got 9:29 to go third quarter. And Longview's got a 28-21 lead. And the football at Vandergriff's 48. Wide receivers again to both sides. Under center is King. Tight end near side of the field. Play action pass. They're going to go deep to Camden Perry. He's wide open. Touchdown. He was wide open. Way behind secondary. And King almost didn't see him initially.
That was Kirby.
Oh, Kirby. Kirby.
Yeah.
He was wide open. It was Kirby and not Perry.
Somebody just blew a coverage or played it very poorly. Longview looked to the left, and they go back to Kirby, and he was wide open.
He
safety
sure
just never got there.
He was 34-21 Longview at 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Mumphrey to hold it. Martin kicks it up. It's good. 35-21 Longview with 9:01 to go, third quarter. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute.
They got trips on the far side of the field. First and fives. Looks like a passing formation, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him give the ball back to Smallwood.
He gave it to him again up the middle. He comes, 10-yard line, five touchdowns.
Untouched. Untouched.
So it's 35-27. Longview's got the lead, but they've got Vandergriff, with the aid of some penalties, moved down and got a score.
I tell you, Brent, they're not going away.
No,
you
not.
Better get ready to play four quarters here tonight if you're Longview.
Here's the extra point attempt by Tim Barney. There's the kick. It's on its way, and it's up and good. 35-28. Longview with the lead. 7:05 in the third quarter to go. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Or third down and 12. And Longview's got it back at their own 31-yard line. Mumphrey in the game for Longview.
Yes.
A wide receiver. Option play down the line. King's going to turn up. And he got across the 40, but he didn't get a first down. It's fourth down, and Longview needs three for a first. Now that's going to make it third down and seven. Third and seven. Let's see if Longview can bring some more heat. Third down and long. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Dawson back to throw. Here comes some pressure. Odom, it's down the field deep. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Jacob Johnson at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, that was kind of a strange play for them, as he was well covered, Merrifield.
Jacob Johnson made a nice adjustment and made the interception. Boy, he is really coming on the last two or three, four games at safety. It'll be first and goal Longview at the 8-yard line of Vandergriff. .140 to go here in the third quarter. First down and goal Longview, 35-28 is our score. Longview with a one-score lead. Wide receivers to both sides. High formation. Keelan Williams, outside he goes, stops and starts and scores. Wow, he stopped and started and scored, John.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. Kirby on the outside knocked the defensive back flat on the ground, and so when Keelan Williams got outside to tackle, he just walked into the end zone. Kudos to Kirby.
Kirby. 41-28 with a minute and 19 to go, third quarter. Kirby. Mumphrey will hold it. Mumphrey got it down, and Martin got it up. It's good. 42-28, a two-score lead for Longview with a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. Back on 106.5, the Jack FM. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Longview with a 42-28 lead and the football.
Well, the thing is, too, Brent, they hadn't tried a rugby kick this game.
No,
they joined them on the right hash, and they try to run it there, and it turns out to be a disaster.
Wide to the far side is Perry. Play action pass. Lommy's going to go up on
deep.
Top to
out
Perry. Left. He's got a receiver there. Caught by Perry. 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown.
That's the out and up I said was going to happen.
Yeah. He turned the defensive man all the way around and made the catch, and Lommy's got a 48-28 lead.
It wasn't if, it was when, and that is a huge one. One play, and they get the 51-yard score.
3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Longview's got a 48-28 lead. What firepower they have on offense, John.
I mean, it's amazing. We got a lot of people can do a lot of things on offense.
There's Martin with a kick. It's up and good. Longview 49 and Vandergrift 28. We'll be back with the final 3 seconds on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Right in back to the far side. Dawson, they're going to get up the middle. Smallwood with a carry. He got it to the 30-yard line. Short by 3 yards, but first down to 30. It's going to be second down and 3. Low, Longview got it. Yes, sir. Longview got the fumble. Ritt came up with it.
I don't know when it came out because we didn't see it, but Longview gets it.
They sure did at the 28-yard line of Vandergrift. Under 10 minutes we go. And it's first down at the 16-yard line of Vandergrift. Longview going under center. Big boy is at tailback. He gets it. Oh, he goes. 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown. Wow, Jesse Anderson.
Man, I mean, that's the...
He stepped through there.
55th point, Brent, for Longview. Jesse Anderson.
We put 55 on a team that was giving up how many, John?
14 a game.
Wow. Longview has put 55 to 28. And Martin's going to try to make it 56. Boy, he stepped through there that time. I mean, he went through there with a full head of steam. Extra points up and good. It is 56 to 28. Longview on top of Vandergrift. We got 9:44 to go in the game. We'll be back on 106.5 the Jack FM in 1 minute. Well, it was a close game for a half, and in the second half, Longview blew the doors off.
Yeah, it was all Longview the second half.
Longview took a knee, and that'll do it here from McLean Stadium. Longview 56 and Vandergrift 28.